He is known as the original travel influencer. He has a great free newsletter, and he joins us from time to time to keep us updated on the travel news. A lot of it lately. Good morning, Johnny. I guess despite Omicron, people are traveling, aren't they?
Good morning. Yeah, you know what? They are. I'm just looking at the TSA checkpoint numbers. 2.1 million went through yesterday. In 2019, which was the all-time high, was 2.4 million. So we're not far behind. You know, I don't know if that's a good thing, because this Omicron's really spreading pretty quick. But supposedly it's more mild if you're, as long as you're boosted.
Yep. Get boosted, mask up. And what are the airlines doing now? Because the change fee penalties and non-refundable reservations did get temporary waivers during the height of the pandemic. Then they started creeping back in. What's happening now? Anything new?
Well, there's no change fees right now. As long as you don't buy a basic economy ticket, except on Delta. Delta is honoring that to the end of the year, which is, you know, a week away now. But yeah, I love having these refundable tickets, or at least you can at least put it towards a credit. So, you know, I keep fare alerts. One tip is, even after you buy your flight, set a fare alert for that actual flight, because if the price goes down, you can call up or change it online and get a credit. And actually, that just happened to me last night. Again, I have a flight to Hawaii next month, and I saw the price went down, and I was like, "Wow, I can get $100 back right now."
How do you get a fare alert? What do you have to do?
So there's different websites. The easiest one is probably going to Google Flights, which is, you know, Google takes over the whole world. Mm-hmm. But you go to Google. Actually, I'll tweet it out, and I'll put it in my newsletter today, a link, because I've written about it before. But when you price out, you know, whatever you're doing or whatever your fare is, you know, Chicago to Miami, underneath that specific flight, there's a little tab that says track flight, and you just tap it, and then it will track it. I think you need to have a Gmail account. So if you don't, you can set one up for free, and it's quick.
Okay, more information on johnnyjet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, johnnyjet.com. And you can check out that free newsletter information there, too. Anything happening with the rent-a-car situation? Has it gotten any better lately, John?
It's gotten better in some cities, but like places like Hawaii, it hasn't over peak times. So, you know, if you're traveling during the holidays now, you're a little bit late, but or spring break, the tip is to reserve your car as soon as possible. You can always cancel. Just make sure you get a car that's refundable. You know, pay when you pick it up. Don't pay in advance, and you should be okay. But, you know, keep pricing it out. I like to use Costco for car rentals. Mm-hmm. I just find that they're easy, and they're usually the cheapest.
I love the travel hack that you wrote about regarding a bottle of water. And this is okay with the TSA, isn't it?
You mean freezing it?
Yep.
As long as it's completely frozen, it has to be completely frozen, but you can bring more than 3.4 ounces of liquid as long as it's frozen. And you know, what's great about the TSA, they do a really good job that is surprising to many, including myself, that you can tweet them at, I think it's Ask TSA, and you can ask some questions during normal business hours. Within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, they will respond. And, you know, I asked them this question, and I wrote a post about it. I'll actually put that in my newsletter as well today. But yeah, they say you can definitely bring, as long as it's fully frozen. But, you know, the thing is, you know, if you really need to have that glass of water, you might be waiting a while to have it thaw out.
Yeah, but you know, that way you don't have to spend $5 on a bottle of water.
Exactly, but I usually bring an empty bottle of empty bottle, and once I get on the other side of security, I either go to a fountain, or better yet, go to a restaurant in the airport and ask them to fill it up.
Yeah, and that is a good tip. If you tweet the TSA at Ask TSA, everybody has last minute questions when they're packing about security. So that's a good way to find out what's going on.
Definitely. And by the way, with packing, do not wrap your presents in advance. And they just tweeted that out the other day. They say use gift bags. I used to recommend, you know, just wrapping everything once you get to your destination. Otherwise, they might open up your packages and ruin it for you.
Exactly. Also on johnnyjet.com, holiday gift ideas for the traveler on your list. a couple of them really stood out to me. One is this passport and vaccine card holder combo, which I think we're all going to need pretty soon. Is that available on Amazon, John?
Definitely. And actually, we link right to it. There's a bunch of them. My wife is a special at this stuff, so she found them. But yeah, those actually sold like hotcakes because, you know, everyone wants to make sure that their passport and their vaccine card now is safe, and and you need to bring it when you travel.
Yeah, and the other gift idea that you had that I love, anti-fog readers for mask wearers. We've all had this problem. You put on your reading glasses, you're wearing a mask, and the glasses fog up, don't they? Yeah, there's the fog horn.
They do, and you know, if you don't want to buy a whole new pair of glasses, there's wipes called Zeiss. And they are, you can buy them on Amazon as well, and they're little packets, and they will prevent your glasses from fogging up.
So the two busiest days are going to be this Thursday and also Monday the 3rd, is that it?
That's correct, because, you know, Monday's a holiday. I was thinking, why is it Monday? It should be Sunday. And then I realized because New Year's falls on a Saturday, you know, people get Monday off. So that's why everyone's going to be scrambling home to get home on Monday so they can work on Tuesday.
All the good travel information. It's a very comprehensive website, johnnyjet.com. And then you can sign up and get that free newsletter, too. Johnny, I'll be talking to you next after the holidays. So I want to wish you and the family all the best. And thanks for the good travel tips and info that you give us here.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you, and I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Stay healthy.
You too. Take care.